Welcome into Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Johnson Brunetti has been guiding folks just like you since 2003. So questions like, can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Will my money last? Really, at the end of the day, we want to know, will I or will we be okay if we retire? That's what we want to know. Well, the team at Johnson Brunetti are here to help. There's no question about it. They don't know if they can help you, though, until you reach out. The number, we'll give it to you throughout the program. There's no cost. This is totally complimentary. 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232 is the number. You want to find out more about the team, you can always go to the website, johnsonbrunetti.com. Eric Hogarth kicks off our show virtually every single week. Eric, a partner at Johnson Brunetti. Eric, welcome. You ready to go today?
Mark, I am thrilled to be here, excited and ready to go. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. And, you know, we're going to talk right out of the gate. I think one of the interesting parts, we tend to talk retirement, and we kind of focus on those that are right on the cusp of retiring or already retired. What about those that are maybe 3, 5, 7 years out from retirement? Should they be doing anything now? Or is it, hey, just wait a week before you retire and call a team at Johnson Brunetti?
It's never too early to start planning. And it's, you know, but as you get closer and closer to that date, your head starts running around. Well, are there things that I should be doing that I'm not doing? I feel like I should be doing more. Do I just one day stop going to work? And that's how it goes. So there's a ton of stuff to be working on. One of which is, do you want to retire? You know, years and years of work, people are like, oh, I can't wait to retire. I can't wait to retire. But then you get closer, like, do you want to? Because some people retire only to then determine, maybe I should have kept working. Not even money-wise, just because they liked it.
That's kind of an interesting thing, because I think one of the things that you and your team at Johnson Brunetti do, Eric, is when you sit down with an individual or a couple, whatever the situation is, you do have to figure out what are they retiring to. A lot of people in that situation that don't really, they don't know what they're going to do. They're kind of retiring from something. Maybe physically they can't do it, or they're just tired of working and they're ready to retire, but they have no idea what they're going to do when they retire. It seems to me, if I'm retired, I don't have to do anything. Now it's on my time, and whatever I want to do, I can do. That's not real motivating to get us up and going every day. We better be retiring to something, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I mean, people are all different types of planners, and don't get me wrong. Most people are geared up and ready to retire, and yeah, I'm all set working. I'm going to be done. And then plenty of those folks go on to work in some capacity in retirement, but it's different because you're working because you want to work and not necessarily because you need to work. And, you know, very often people retire only to come back and say, geez, I'm busier now than I was during my working years. So much stuff going on. But you do have that flexibility to schedule that it's on your terms. People get involved in their, you know, in their local communities. I talked plenty about the mighty Durham, Connecticut, where I grew up. And the Durham Fair is approaching soon. And, you know, that at one point was the largest volunteer-run agricultural fair in the country. No longer the case. Anyway, still a fantastic fair, but it requires on all of these community members to come together to volunteer their time to put something like that on. Or you're on your, you know, planning and zoning board, or you're, you know, working one of these super important jobs within the community that's only a couple hours a week, so it's not paying you a bunch of money, but it's really, really needed. So put some thought into what are you going to do with your time, and at the same time, maybe do nothing for a while because you've earned it.
And one of the nice things at Johnson Brunetti is they have a lot of information. They've been doing this for a long time, helping people just like you retire. So what are some of the questions you need to be asking? What are the areas you need to be kind of pretty well versed in to be ready to retire and feel good about, you know, that, hey, it's going to be a great retirement, the one that you've always dreamed of? So the team at Johnson Brunetti has a starter kit, if you will. Are you ready to retire? Starter kit. So it kind of gives you some ideas. So you're 5 years out, you're 10 years out from retirement. Hey, we're going to retire, but we're not really sure all the things we need to be doing. Well, here you go. Here's your opportunity. All you have to do is text your name to 800-705-1232, and you can get the retirement starter kit. Great opportunity. Just say, hey, I'd love the kit. Just text your name and say, hey, I'd love to get the kit. Are you ready to retire starter kit from the team at Johnson Brunetti? Again, just text your name. 800-705-1232 is the number. There's no cost to you. This is for your information. And maybe when you get this, you might have some questions, right? 800-705-1232. So those questions, Eric, can I retire? Well, when can I retire? And then do I have enough? At the end of the day, it does kind of start with the income, right? We've got to replace our paychecks. And the question, have I saved enough, sounds like an easy question, but I'm guessing you sat down with people that had a million, 2 million, not near enough. You sat down with people that had 200,000, 300,000, plenty, right? It's not a cookie cutter situation here. Everybody's situation is unique, I would imagine. Have I saved enough?
Right. Have I saved enough for me to live how I want to live? That's the number one concern of people approaching retirement is, have I or have we saved enough to live how we want to live for as long as I or we both live? You know, very few people are planning to retire and say, you know, totally good with my lifestyle just going down. You know, I'm not, you know, you're going to have more time to do more of the stuff you want. You very well might spend more money. And that's what we see in the first years of retirement. If people are going to relocate, if they are going to move, that's when they do it. If they're going to do the big trip or do the big travel, take the family on vacation, buy the new car, you know, you might spend more. So that's the single biggest thing approaching retirement is, do you have enough? But then people don't know how to figure out, is it enough? Because it's different for everyone. And you're absolutely right. You know, someone might be in a situation where they have no debt and they don't have an extravagant lifestyle and maybe they have a pension and then they get Social Security and they don't even spend all that, right? So there's plenty of folks that I've talked to that say, oh, I wish I could retire. We have this conversation. We build the map. We sit down and said, you know, you could have retired 3 years ago. What are you doing? Retire. Different for everyone. But step number one, how much do you need?
So again, you can always call the team and talk with them, right? You have those questions. Can I retire? When? Do I have enough? Will my money last? 800-705-1232 is the number. To chat with Eric Hogarth and the team at Johnson Burnett, 800-705-1232. How do you talk to people about their investment strategy? Because that strategy might be changing heading into retirement, because that's one of the challenges, I think, that growth versus safety conversation.
Yeah, and articles get written all the time and people talk about this and, you know, we're doing this all day, every day, but people are saying, geez, I don't know. Everyone's saying, you know, I've got to be in the market. I've got to take risk if I want to make money. Well, let's keep it simple. What if you don't need more money? People fall into two groups. You either have enough money to retire or you don't. Maybe you already have enough. Well, why are you taking risk? Well, I've got to take risk. According to who? Right? Because I guess technically that'd be according to us, but maybe you don't need risk. Maybe you don't want risk. Naturally, as you get closer to retirement, and by retirement, I mean closer to the point where you are no longer earning and saving money. Because be fair to yourself on that is, you know, during the working years, well, when the market went down, I didn't like it, but, you know, I kept right at it. I didn't panic. I didn't do anything. Let's call a spade a spade. What else would you actually have done? You were saving money into your 401k. You didn't need the money yet. Life looks different when what you have is what you're going to have for the rest of your life. You're not saving anymore and it's got to last and you don't know how long that's going to be. So a lot of people do become more conservative, but then, well, geez, am I going to run out of money because now my money's not making anything? And if I put it all in CDs, is that going to work? And just take a breath, do things one step at a time. That's why I like these checklists, is to address something, make a decision, have a plan, move forward from there. And plenty of folks arrive at retirement without a plan because during your working years, you're trying to keep your head above water. Maybe you're raising a family, you're paying for a super expensive college expense or a mortgage or whatever it is. If you're paying your bills, you know, and keeping a job, then, you know, doing all right. But now facing retirement, everything's different. And that doesn't mean you have to scrap everything that's gotten you here, but you do most likely have to make some big changes.
So the Money Map Retirement Review that the team at Johnson Burnett could walk you through, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security decisions? Big decision, right? It's in the income part. What about Medicare? It's in the healthcare part. A lot of moving pieces that Eric Hogarth and the team at Johnson Burnett can help walk you through. Everybody's situation is unique. Everybody's hopes and dreams are unique. It's all about you at Johnson Burnett. You'd like to learn more? 800-705-1232. So people who are concerned about preserving their retirement savings and then maintaining their current standard of living, want to make sure they can stay in the house or whatever they want to do. They want to travel, whatever the dreams they have, which is why it's so unique that it's, and it's so important, Eric, that when people come in, you're going to certainly listen to their story, their hopes and dreams, figure out financially where they are. But at the end of the day, it's a lot about what they want to do, how they want to spend their time, I would think, in creating that Money Map Retirement Review.
Yeah, and you're not going to know that. Most people don't arrive at retirement. We talk to engineers all day, every day. I say that fondly because typically the engineers are quite into the numbers and the plan, but you don't know. I mean, that's another part of designing a plan is there's no plan you're going to set up at 62 that's just going to work perfect for the rest of your life because things are going to change, right? For the good, for, you know, maybe the not good. But that's something you've got to account for as well, is to make sure that whatever plan you put in place in the early years of retirement affords you the ability to change it in the future if you need or want to. So you start getting into those conversations of, well, geez, I don't really like to travel, you know, or yeah, I really can't wait to travel. I mean, I've happily married folks who are clients where one of them travels and the other one doesn't. Works for them. You know, so talk about what's going to work for you, what you want to do. Have those conversations, do those things, because unfortunately I have plenty of conversations with people later in life where they could have done things and now it's not an option, right? Someone got sick or this or that or a sad story. So do it while you can do it. Live life. This is what you've been working for.
So we always have those concerns, right? Can I retire? Well, when? Do I have enough? My money last? And what about growth and safety? How do I balance those two? Because I still need some growth because of inflation. 20 years down the road, everything's going to double in price typically. So how do we handle that? Then we need safety and preservation. The one thing that we don't have to worry about when we get to retirement is taxes, right? Taxes are no longer a factor in retirement.
Yeah, people in retirement don't pay taxes. Everyone knows that. Fun news. No, taxes are brutal. How many people, we say it all the time.
Can you get that through Congress? If you're retired, you have no more taxes.
But that is huge. I mean, I'm born and raised from Connecticut. I love it here. I love our country. But there's a lot of expense. I mean, that's a huge part of the conversation. People are moving to Florida, not just because it's warmer and it doesn't snow. But
more
tax advantage.
Eric, if you're 100 years of age or older, move to New Mexico because now you don't have taxes in New Mexico. How about that?
If you're over 100?
Yep. If you've hit 100.
All right.
No more state taxes in New Mexico. That's the place to be at 100.
They are cutting edge. They are working on the aging demographic of the retirees.
Exactly.
They're going to set up a new like Villages or Margaritaville Resorts out there in New Mexico. But you got to be 100 to get into it.
Exactly. But taxes are a big deal. I think it's because of the traditional 401ks, traditional IRAs. They haven't been taxed yet. And we kind of forget about that heading into retirement, I think.
Yeah, it's not just how much money you have. Is are you being smart? Are you making the right decision in regards to where to take it from? And a lot of traditional tax planning is, well, I want my taxes to be as low as possible. Of course I want your taxes to be as low as possible, but I want them to be as low as possible for your life, not just the year. And there's plenty of mistakes that people make in the early years of retirement that you can't do anything about it when you're 80 and your 80-year-old self wishes that you had when you were 62. So take advantage of this time when maybe your income is lower than it used to be. Maybe you can do things. Maybe you can look at a Roth conversion. Does that make sense? Maybe it does. But if it does, it's not going to make more sense in a year most likely. So talk about it now. And that's, you know, why all of a sudden, you know, give us a call. Call us 1-800-705-1232. You can text us. It's just a conversation. I know people can be apprehensive about, you know, I've got to do a few more things until I'm ready to have that conversation. It is just a conversation. You know, you can bring stuff with you and we can look at it or you cannot. Bring yourself in here. Let's talk about it and just say what's on your mind because, as I said before, this is something we do all day, every day, and you do it once. And it's an honor to have those conversations, and a lot of folks are in a much better place than they think they are or they feel they are, and they get themselves pretty worried because everyone's got an opinion on this stuff, and let's just talk about you.
And if you'd like that Are You Ready to Retire starter kit from the team at Johnson Brunetti, all you have to do is text your name to 800-705-1232 and just say starter kit. Be pretty simple. Just text your name and you'd like the starter kit. 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. And of course, you can just call that number and say, hey, I'm getting closer to retirement. I'm not sure where I'm at. I think I've got enough. I just don't know. I would like to find out. Great opportunity to talk with the team at Johnson Brunetti. 800-705-1232. Matt Pastor is going to join us when we come back right here on Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Welcome back to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. Matt Pastor is with us now. So Eric Hogarth kicked the show off, as he always does. And again, the number is the same. You've got questions about where you are on that road to retirement, it's 800-705-1232. There's no cost. It's a complimentary conversation. They would love to help. Johnson Brunetti, the team, would love to help. They just don't know if they can help you until you reach out. 800-705-1232. And Matt's joining us. Matt is, of course, a retirement income certified professional, has his MBA, master's at Penn State, loves the Nittany Lions. So if you'd like to talk a little football, you can always chat with Matt. But been with the team since 2017, Matt. So I know there's a lot of moving parts in retirement. You've been in some different areas. You've been with Edward Jones. You worked with different companies. Mm-hmm. What's it like with Johnson Brunetti? Is it the same? Different?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Mark. First and foremost, thank you for having me. Happy to be here. You know, it's always different. I think the biggest thing when it comes to, you know, working in this industry is, you know, when I was with Edward Jones, I was down in South Carolina. So a lot different atmosphere down there in regards to just, you know, how people saved, what their mentality was when it came to work and retirement and a lot more laid back, so to speak, whereas up here, it's more on the go up in the Northeast. So I think the environments is what was most different about it. Loved my time at Edward Jones. And when I came up here to the Northeast, I got connected with Joel and Eric and the team at Johnson Brunetti. And I just felt it was a better fit. I like focusing more on the retirement income planning side of things, which is where that RICP certification comes into play. And that's the focus that I think I do best in. So from a standpoint of, you know, different companies, yeah, sometimes there's going to be a little bit of a different philosophy, but ultimately it's more about the person or the couple.
And at Johnson Brunetti, you have the opportunity to help people, whether it's in the market world, our investment, right, portfolios, IRAs, 401ks, and the like, or you can help them in the insurance world. Maybe they need a fixed index annuity, create their own pension because they don't have one, or maybe they need some life insurance, whatever. You can help them in both of those worlds. And you guys are independent, meaning you can shop the world of the market, the world of insurance. You're not limited to one company. That's, I would think, a pretty good advantage.
Absolutely. One thing that being independent allows us to do is it allows us to venture out and identify the best investment philosophy or the best portfolio per person. You know, a lot of we talk about the robo-advisors, and the one thing that I would say separates an independent advisor from even something like a robo-advisor is that focus on age, gender, and risk. And from doing this long enough, I can tell you that if I sit down with a couple and that couple is both 60 years old, there's no way that every couple I meet with that is 60 years old is going to have the same situation, right? So we can't focus solely on things like age and risk tolerance when it comes to putting together a retirement portfolio. You have to know the client, so to speak, and that's going to determine the type of plan you put together for them, and having access to more investment options and not just mutual funds, for instance, or individual stocks and fixed income like bond funds, that's going to allow us to differentiate and also put together a better long-term strategy for our clients.
So that's when you just go to the 60-40 rule. You know, there's a lot of rules out there, rules of thumb, if you will, the 60-40 rule, 60% in stocks, 40% in bonds. Maybe you get older and you flip-flop it. The 60-40 rule, I would imagine that rule actually could work for somebody. The 4% withdrawal rate, it could work for somebody. But all of these things are being updated. Our world is changing so fast. The economy's changing. I would think these old rules of thumb actually still could work. But, boy, I wouldn't base my retirement on, hey, my grandparents retired using the 60-40 rule, and they went with the 4% withdrawal rate, and they were good to go. There's a lot more to it than that, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with you 100%. And more to your point, I mean, could the 60-40, you know, strategy still work to this day? Absolutely. There's nothing that tells us that that can't happen. But for those who aren't aware of that 60-40 rule, or they'll even call it the balanced portfolio, you know, it's 60% equities or stocks, 40% fixed income, which is bond funds, and they tend to have an inverse relationship. And that can, in fact, still work. However, you look at trends in the market, you look at what's going on a year-to-year basis, and the 60-40 rule doesn't necessarily work in every situation. And depending on where you are when it comes to retirement planning, specifically if you're drawing income, you know, those are going to be the most vital parts of your retirement life, where making sure that your strategy is balanced and is going to be successful, that's where is going to be the best time to make sure you're in the right situation, and maybe not the 60-40 rule or the 60-40 portfolio is going to be helpful.
So here's the deal. Everybody's situation is unique. Matt has talked about it. Eric has talked about it. The team at Johnson Brunetti certainly understands whomever they sit down with, whether it's single, divorced, widow, widower, married couple. Everybody has their own unique situation. And Johnson Brunetti, the team, they're here to help you figure out what that is. How can they help you moving forward, give you more confidence, more clarity into retirement? During Eric's segment, we were talking about, hey, if you'd like the Are You Ready to Retire starter kit, all you have to do is text your name to 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. Put your name and then maybe say the starter kit. That would be perfect. Or just put your name in the kit. That would work. Just text your name and kit to 800-705-1232, and it's complimentary. There's no cost. And you know that 60-40 rule, a lot of times, because we think about our age, right? That rule of 100. If you're 60, then maybe 60% of your money needs to be safe. 40% mm-hmm. could be. And if you're 40, it's the other way. Maybe 40% of your money is safe. 60% it can be at risk, if you will. But you go back to 2022, and I think it's only three times in history, according to my diligent research, Matt, 1931, 1969, 2022, stocks and bonds both down in the same calendar year. So
you
if you had
correct,
a 60-40 rule, 2022 wasn't going to be good for either side of that portfolio.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we focus on is, you know, I always say as a planning firm, you know, our job is to have an answer for when you need money. And you go back to that 60-40 rule, and more to your point, the statistic, it's only happened three times in the history of the market where we've had this double-digit drop on both equities and fixed income. But if you needed money last year and you had that exposure of 60-40, you didn't necessarily have an answer for when you needed to take withdrawal. And another statistic, the S&P 500, and Mark, you'd have this answer knowing how good you are with statistics, but I think it's averaged about 7-8% year over year since it's in its infancy. And most people, especially retirees, would take 7-8% year over year without any questions. Well, then why wouldn't we just expose all the money to the S&P 500? Well, because in last year, or I should say in years like 2022, the S&P was down 16% or more during COVID, right? The S&P in 2020 dropped 30%. It was the fastest 30% drop in market history from the peak in February to its bottom in March. So those are points in time where if you needed money and those strategies don't work, well, that could derail your retirement. So it's important to be mindful of these strategies and these philosophies, but the more we get a better understanding of the type of money you need and when you need to access it, that's when we can reposition and put together a better strategy for you long term.
So is the 60-40 rule dead and gone, or is it taking a nap? It's in hibernation?
I wouldn't say it's dead and gone. You know, again, it's based on the situation. There is going to be a point in time where I would have to assume interest rates obviously are going to start to taper back. And when that happens, there is going to be an opportunity to feed more money into fixed income. It's just not currently a point in time to do that. So I wouldn't say that the 60-40 rule is dead, but it's going to come down to what's going on in the market and whether or not the 60-40 rule really still makes sense for you.
So the question that we're pondering today really is the 60-40 rule, the 4% withdrawal rule. Do those old rules of thumb, do they still work? Maybe, right? But I wouldn't base your thing by going to the internet and Googling, ooh, maybe I should just do 60% in the equities world, 40% in the bond market, and I should be okay. Well, we know there are certain times of the years through the market history that doesn't necessarily work. So it's really about what do you need for yourself and your family moving forward into retirement. The team at Johnson Brunetti, Matt Pastor, they're here to help. All you have to do is pick up the phone. There's no cost. Totally complimentary. 800-705-1232. Again, no cost to you. I think it's one of the more important phone calls you'll ever make. We're talking about the next 20, 30 plus years of your life. You need a strategy, but you need to know where you are and where you want to go. And how can the team at Johnson Brunetti help you? That's really the bottom line. 800-705-1232. 800-705-1232. Matt, thanks for joining the show of Money Wisdom, powered by your team at Johnson Brunetti. We really appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thanks, Mark.
And thank you for listening. Back with more Money Wisdom next week, right here, same time.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program. This show is a paid placement.